Are we jealous people? Welcome back to After Hour Happy Hour. We are your chaotic but cathartic co-hosts. I'm Jamala.
I'm Vicky.
I'm Sharon.
As you can see, we are all together in one place, breathing the same air. This is the first time that we've done an episode together since we started this podcast.
Wait, did you mention this is the first time we're filming in person?
She yes. Literally just finished that sentence. And then you go, can you turn it down one? We are so chaotic right now.
Say again.
We feel like, at least I feel like we've been aging.
Where am I going?
Basically,
with this?
Sharon and Vicky has been roasting the shit out of each other because they haven't seen each other for the past 3 years.
No.
And they're getting, no?
I was like, oh, I feel like I've aged 30 years being here the past week. It's been fun, but I feel old.
Oh, I didn't know it was that bad.
Sharon, it's all you, bro.
You said that.
No, I said I feel like I've lived 3 years in the past 4 days.
I feel 30. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's going to the clubs.
Herbs. I just think we've been like busy working women and we haven't been sleeping as much. To celebrate us being together for the first time in 3 years, if you guys could give us a 5-star rating on Spotify, that would be the perfect welcome present because we have 4.9-star average rating with 200 something reviews, which is really big.
Like that's 200 people. Oh, minus three of us. That's like
I've 200. Never rated us, I don't think.
Give us some more, you know what I'm saying?
But also thank you for the 200 people who already rated us or given us 5 stars. We appreciate. Should we make a big heart?
Ta-da! Okay, let's get into the podcast. So today's topic is about being jealous, but not necessarily in a relationship, but also as friends with other people or maybe family members. I don't know if that ever applies to people, but yeah, jealousy. So the first question is, are you a jealous person in a relationship and in a friendship?
I feel that's like two separate questions, like, right?
Oh, let's start with friendship and then we'll build to relationship. Are you a jealous person in a friendship?
Oh, this is so weird talking in the real person.
I know, it's weird.
I would say I can be, yeah.
How so?
Are we not all going to like answer first?
Don't know if jealous is the... I don't think so.
Oh. I'd say havesies because I'm jealous in a funny way, which I'll explain. But how are you jealous?
I think my best example was that one time when we talk about truth or drink. And then I think I said I was jealous of Sharon at one point because like our friend group was really, really similar because we were in the same org.
Oh, that's what you mean?
No, it could mean anything, but that's Jam's take on it.
Yeah, both joined the org freshman year, so we had like the same friends all 4 years. And I think my jealousy came from the fact that because we were always together, like people knew we were close, so a lot of people put us, I guess, in a dual pair. Maybe just like during that time and that vibe, like Sharon generally got along with like more people than I did in the org, got closer to more people than I did in the org. So I feel like I was jealous of that. Like I would hear a lot like, oh yeah, Sharon was like super cool. Like I want to get to know Sharon. We want to hang out with Sharon. And I was like, oh shit, am I not cool? I think that was like one. And then the second thing was like the boys, you know?
Oh.
If you watch our Troopers drink, I think we kind of talk about it a little bit more. But yeah, that's, I feel like that was when I was like jealous of a friend.
Oh, so your jealousy is like her as a person almost? Like how she behaves out in the world and you kind of wish that you wanted to be like that?
No. Because Jam doesn't want to be like me necessarily.
Oh, but like she's envious of the relationships you have with other people.
No.
What? That's literally what she just said.
I think I got it. I think she's like, I hate that word, quote unquote, jealous of other people not feeling the same way towards her.
Yes.
Like not feeling that strong of a quote unquote relationship to her.
Yes.
Okay. Why do you think no?
I was thinking it more of a sense of like, do I get jealous in a friendship because we're a trio? And I'm sure a lot of people think like trios don't work, which I don't agree in anymore because we work. But I was thinking in that sense. So that's why I was like, no, not necessarily. Maybe in the past when I see you guys hanging out or stuff, I'd be like, oh, I missed that. Or like, I wish I was there too. But usually it's because, not that I wasn't invited, it's just because I'm not there, right? So I don't get jealous of you guys hanging out. I was thinking about it in that situation.
Oh, like within us.
Yeah.
I don't know if mine is very different from Jam, but mine is just like, you guys have other friends besides me. Why?
You have so many more other friends.
I don't.
Dude. Okay, the thing is, like, we're close, right? But I wouldn't say that I'm on the similar level to anybody else. Versus I feel like you're close to, like, for example, Lucy.
Oh.
Or Nico and Brandon. Like, your home friends. Like, you have your own other group.
That's true.
Like, I'm very close to some people. Like, people in Seattle or, like, Brendan. But you have a Lucy.
You guys have that, too, I feel like. Like, Jake Hai.
I guess, like, Jake Hai, Jen.
Yeah, Jen.
I guess I don't know to the extent of what you and Lucy talk about. So, mm-hmm. Okay, continue. You think we have friends outside of us? Nice.
No, because sometimes you guys be like, yeah, we're going to hang out with blank, 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 or like this person. I'm like, since when? Like, I thought it was no friends because I have no friends. But then it's like in a funny possessive way. Like, no, take me. Choose me.
I always invite you to everything. I've literally took you.
I'm just being like, why aren't you a homebody like me? And then Jam, there's Jam.
Because if we're all homebodies, where's what we're gonna do?
You're right. I have friends. I acknowledge all my other friends, but I'm just being dramatic.
Wait, so where's what's it, jealousy?
That you guys have other friends and not just me. So like possessiveness. I'm like, be friends with me. Take me out. Go out with me.
Take me out to the ball game. That's not how it goes.
Okay, well, when you say it like that, like you're jealous of, maybe not in a friendship setting, but of you in our friendship. We've talked about this where I feel like jealous is a stronger adjective than envious, but Jam is the other way. Like, I'm not jealous of you. I admire / envy that you have something that I feel like I don't. It's like that, the way I see it.
Do you feel like that?
Yeah, your confidence. Both of you guys' confidence. Your confidence when it comes to, I know my shit, like I'm a confident person, versus yours is like, I'm confident in my own skin. I don't know if that makes sense.
I feel like you have it too, especially after today. We all have been working from home together, and I sit next to Sharon sometimes in our meeting, and I hear her and I'm like, wow, you sound like you know your shit. And like, the aura that you give off is like, you are more so the manager than the person being managed. And I definitely feel like the person being managed. And like, when I hear you talk, I'm like, like, you definitely are owning your own thing.
I would say one is, Sharon's a very eloquent speaker, at least compared to all of us. Like, you're very coherent in your thoughts, especially when it comes to a professional setting. But it's also, you never give yourself enough credit. It's always like what you talk about growing up, you always feel like you aren't doing enough, or you aren't doing well enough. So it's like your imposter syndrome coming into play.
No, I think in a work setting, apart from my imposter syndrome, the way I present myself, I think I do well.
Yeah,
I don't give a shit about work though. So like, I'm talking about in a personal setting, I feel like I would like to be a more confident person.
That's very internal,
it makes people
though.
Very attractive, but like, I got problems.
I mean, internally you might feel that, externally I wouldn't have guessed. Like, if I didn't know you and we've never talked about it, I feel like you ooze like comfortable in your own skin.
Well, I think when we both first met you, we never thought you would
be insecure,
like, or that insecure. I feel like everyone has a little bit of insecurities, but not as insecure as you have said it to us.
Your external and internal don't match up.
But I guess internal is
worse.
Yeah, it's always worse. Yeah.
But that's what I envy of you guys.
I'm envy of your legs. Even my mom today. And I remember one time Sharon was wearing shorts, and me and my mom just looked at her from the back like, damn, those were some nice legs. Just a part.
Dude. Thanks. No, actually though, Sharon has really nice legs. You want to stand out when she's like,
no.
<I'm just kidding. laughs> What about in a relationship? Are you guys jealous people?
I can be.
I can see that.
Do you think there's a difference between jealousy and possessiveness?
Yes, 100%.
Oh.
Okay, here's what I thought about how I view jealousy in a relationship. I feel like just in a normal relationship, if the guy doesn't purposefully do anything to make the girl jealous, it's just a normal relationship like that. I feel like the jealousy is really coming from the girl's insecurity, or like the person's insecurity.
Internal.
Oh, yeah. It's like it's projecting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I agree with that.
So do you think that if you were 100% confident in your own skin, in your career, in all aspects, you think you wouldn't be jealous in a relationship, no matter if the guy wasn't doing anything questionable?
Yeah. Just because from my past two relationships, I don't think I was a very jealous person.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, but what if he had a really close like girlfriend? friend.
No, he had a really close girlfriend, but I wasn't.
At UCS competition.
Well, I think that's up to the guy making it clear that that person's not a competition.
Really?
Yeah, both my exes had pretty close girlfriends, but it was very clear that nothing would ever happen between them. So I never felt jealous.
Are you sure?
The thing is, I've never been in a relationship or situationship where I'm
jealous.
No, where the guy, where you like the guy more than you like the guy.
Yeah. Or as much as the guy likes me. So there's nothing to be jealous of.
Oh.
Versus I feel like it's like what Jam said, if I was insecure in my relationship or lacked confidence in whatever aspects, then I could be jealous. I think if anything, the one situationship that was above the rest in terms of where my feelings were at was and I think I wasn't jealous of his friends or his girlfriends. I think I was more sad that I felt like he didn't give me the attention that I wanted. So it's not I'm jealous of the attention that you give other people. It's just seeing like, do you not like me like that? But that's not jealousy. It's just...
That's jealousy a little bit.
I don't think
But I don't think it's jealousy because she's not jealous of other people, but it's just...
But she's jealous of the concept of it. Like, she's not getting what he's giving to other people. So you're jealous of his time, his attention.
Agree to disagree.
Oh, really? Why?
I don't think that's jealousy.
What would you call it then?
Not getting what I should... I don't know.
I guess it could be... I feel like both guys are right.
That's you?
True.
Are you possessive?
No, not at all. See, I guess it's a little bit like what you said. That's why I see as jealousy, because I like, from like personal experience, it's more so like, are you developing feelings for another person? Like, it's not my jealousy of that person, but it's like the attention and like the feeling that he's growing. Like, oh, is your feelings changing now? And I'm jealous of that because I want that all for me. Because when you get in a relationship, I want your soul, like love for me to be only me in that way, like a relationship platonically for your parents or like even friends, like that's totally fine. But when I can see that, like, oh, what you did to me romantically, you're also doing it to someone else, like that's when I get jealous, because I'm like, oh, I thought that was just our thing, like that was between us and that's what made us so special. But when you start offering that to someone else, then I'll get jealous. But I think my threshold for that is really high, so normally I'm not a jealous person, and I always enter as like, if you cheat or if you find someone else and I see that, it's more your loss. But I'm not possessive. I feel like that's kind of ugly.
Yeah.
Wait, what does it mean, like possessive?
Like, you can't go and see other people, like you are entirely mine, or like, okay, why are you dressed like that? Like, that's how I see it. Like, possessive, like basically owning you.
I don't think any of us are that type of people.
Yeah, we're not.
I think that's a red flag.
Some people find that hot though. Right, moving on. Next question we have is, do we like to be complimented or like attention on us?
Oh, I didn't know that was one of our questions.
Yeah.
Can we guess each other's answer?
I actually don't know how that deals with jealousy, but I like that question.
Yeah.
No, I think we put that question down was because, do we feel like attention seekers are jealous people?
Oh.
And that's why they want attention. Okay. Or like, they need words of affirmation to feel less insecure. I think that's why we put the question down.
Attention, yes. Vicky, do not tell her words of affirmation. She'll hate it.
Yeah.
Me, I think I'm in the middle.
Yeah, I think so too.
I don't need attention to the extremity of Jamila, but I also don't... I need words of affirmation. I'm not like Vicky.
No, well, I don't need attention, but compliments are nice. But I can't do it all the time. Like, it has once in a while, because then it doesn't feel genuine when you say it all the
time. But you also only like subtle compliments.
Yeah, I don't like in my face. Like, I don't know
how
to explain
it. I'm pretty sure we had this conversation where I was like, if you guys went to the gym together or something, and he's like, oh damn, you look good today or something, you'd be like, don't tell me that.
Yeah. But then it's more so like, one, if we went our entire relationship without him being like, oh, like, you look really pretty today or something like that, and it's just us two, then I'd be like, do you think I'm fucking ugly?
Wait, maybe it's not, you guys have dated for a while, it's new.
Yeah, that too. I feel like here and there, but I don't like it when every time I do anything, they're like, oh my god, you look so good. I'm like, the fuck?
We
like,
never said that.
I don't like that. But then I also appreciate it more when it's something like a facial expression or like their hand clenching because they think I look so good. I don't know how to.
They see you like.
I read too many books. I really read too many books. I read too many books. I read too many books.
I think Vicky needs to get into something so that she like reality bonks her on the head.
I think reality bonked her so much on the head. That's why she's into her fictional world right now.
Facts.
I know, but her ex was a shitty person.
It was a twisted reality.
No, her ex was just genuinely a shitty person. So, like, that doesn't count.
You know, isn't it fucking crazy that, like, now it's like he's a shitty person and you would always be like, oh, I don't want to date a shitty person, but I did.
But you also don't realize they're shitty until someone else tells you.
I like my functional men. I got plenty of those.
I also realized that I don't like words of affirmation if I don't really like you.
Oh, it comes off weird.
No, it's because I wouldn't say it back. Or I wouldn't have, I would forget to provide words. Versus if we're both mutually obviously feeling each other, then I love words of affirmation. Or I would totally give it to you in return. Because I remember we took love language tests back when I was in a relationship. And love or words of affirmation was probably my bottom. But since I've been in other situationships where I've felt more, words of affirmation is a lot higher. And I think with it was highest because I never got it. And I liked him a lot, which is stupid. But you know what I'm saying. Sorry, I always have to throw that out there.
Which is stupid.
But they all know who it is because we always bleep their names out. I definitely like words of affirmation and compliments and attention. I need a guy who will give me attention.
Yeah.
I need body language. That's what I need. I think it's like how I read people. I value body language a lot. Like if they're uncomfortable, I take it from their body. If they're happy, I take it from their body. So then if my significant other does everything but their body language doesn't show it, I don't believe it.
Oh, that's
so I don't really like if they're talking to me but like their body is turned away, I'm like, you don't care. Like, and it could even be like their sole attention is on me, but then I'm like, doesn't seem like you care, so I'm just gonna take it that way.
Have you been in that situation? Or are you just...
No, actually, I think I've been with people whose body language are pretty accurate. So then I appreciate that.
Mm.
Yeah.
So does that mean you provide that same body language?
I don't do words. Yeah. Which is why my relationship also failed because I dated people who needed words of affirmation. Yeah. And I didn't provide
damn,
that.
Really?
Yeah.
So even you wouldn't be like, damn, you look good today?
No, I would. But I don't say it as often because my ex even said that he was like, he needs validation in like for example, if he did acts of service, like maybe cut me fruits, he needed oh my God, thank you so much. Like, I appreciate that you did that for me, which is fair, but I wouldn't. All I'd be like, oh my God, thanks. It would seem very, especially, you know me, how I'm very like monotone or like very emotionless sometimes. It doesn't seem like I actually appreciate it even while saying thank you. So then they think, oh, she doesn't appreciate it as much as I want her to appreciate it.
That's interesting because if we cut you fruit, you'd be like, oh my God, I know. Thanks. Right?
Yeah.
She's like, oh my God, you cut fruits for me? Right. Do you agree?
That's true. Yeah.
Why is there such a big discrepancy between your friends and your boyfriend?
I think I have like a really big like
wall
in a relationship. Like, I refuse to show affection
because of the possibility that it wouldn't work out.
Yeah, like being vulnerable in that way, like showing them like, oh my God, I like really like you and appreciate you.
Or because I think in a friendship, obviously these things develop. You don't have to go into it feeling like it has to work out or I have to give X, Y, and Z because that's what it demands it to be. Where a relationship is like, people expect you to be affectionate, people expect you to be closer to them, to be on that deeper level. Yeah. So I feel like that could scare you off because you have these like standard expectations of like, oh, I should be doing these things because that's what is expected of me.
Yeah. And I think I have to be very mindful. It doesn't come naturally to me either. So then that in return makes me feel fake when I'm so mindful of it that I'm like, oh, it's not genuine anymore. Like I'm saying it because I think you need to hear it, not because I actually want to tell you.
Oh, that's interesting.
Wait, do you say you give a lot of words of affirmation?
No.
But with a person you really like, you would want to.
Yes.
Like, what kind of words of affirmation are you more like, damn? I'm still hearing damn.
Yeah, I'd say damn. That's attractive.
I've definitely said that before. Like, if I really felt it, I'm like, oh shit, you look good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or, like, you would look good in this.
Stuff like that.
Is that offensive?
No. I feel like whenever an ex, like, wore something, I really think it was attractive. I was like, damn, you look really good. But throughout the day, I also feel myself body language, like, wanting to be closer to him. Like,
associating yourself with a hot man.
No, not even that. It's just, like, because you're in my eyes, you're so attractive right now. I just mean, like, want to be so close to you. Like, I just want to be, like, next to you and, like, see you all the time.
No, sometimes when you say that, I'm like, I just want to embarrass someone and be like, damn! No, because damn, son, who made you or something? Sorry. I like sometimes really want to embarrass people and do shit like that in public. Because I think I kind of have no shame in that sense. Where I would.
It would be so hard to date Vicky.
No. I kid you not when I say that even though I have dated like not great exes and everything, I know that I'm half the problem because as I date these men and we like have that closure talk and talk about our relationships, I'm like, you're very correct. Like, I have a lot of issues to work through.
Yeah.
Like, I need...
It's just think about in our perspective, right? Like, we compliment Vicky, or we say, damn, you look good, or damn, you look good in this, or blah, 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 compliment. She thinks she's returning that through body language, but she won't say it back. That would make me be like, okay, then I'm not going to give you it as often or anymore because I'm not getting anything in return. So
I just have a phobia of relationships, truly. No,
but the thing is, it'll work with someone who doesn't need words of affirmation. It only doesn't work for us or her exes because we need words of affirmation too.
Yeah, so I feel like Vicky needs to date someone that's very similar to her.
Or I just fix my problems.
But is it a problem or is it just the way that you are? So you need to find somebody who accepts you for who you are.
Is this a therapy session for me?
Is it not?
No, because when we say date someone similar to you, I don't know if automatically you think someone who has similar problems to you. I don't think that's necessarily equates to same personality. Same personality, like, yes, it might be overthinking. Yes, it just might be more introvert, but doesn't mean that you guys have the same problems.
Yeah. No, the thing is, it's not even a problem. If you're just naturally not a words of affirmation person, then maybe that's just the way that you are. But you always describe them as problems, so we're like, oh, they're problems, but maybe they're not.
Yeah,
I don't know, because I think I've only dated people who needed it, so it feels like it's a me problem. I was listening to Bart and Gio's podcast from Just Kidding Films, and they're like, everybody carries all five love languages. No matter how they rank it, they will always need it. And like, for me, words of affirmation has always been a zero, and I'm like not a single point has been given to it, but I've yet to meet many people, if at all, that has a zero for that.
And disclaimer that Vicky grew up hearing a lot of I love yous and words of affirmation, like, from her parents, right? Yeah,
like,
I grew up
with a pretty healthy, like, there's no, like, neglect in words of affirmation, and, like, here and there, I'd still hear it. I just think it's a personal, like, thing.
Doesn't that make sense that she, words of affirmation is lower for her because she grew up with it?
Like, I don't need it because I've gotten it. I'm not seeking it from something.
Right?
Maybe.
I feel like for sure I lacked it a little bit growing up.
No, but it makes sense that we lacked it growing up, so we want it.
Yeah.
But if Vicky got it growing up, she should be as comfortable giving it.
Yeah.
Because she's uncomfortable giving it.
Did you give words of affirmation growing up? Because I think getting it and receiving it and giving it is different, I feel like.
Why would I give words of affirmation to my parents?
Not words of affirmation, but...
I don't think I'm uncomfortable giving it, though. It's just I never automatically want to give it. Like, it is more natural for me to, like, if they, like, say, oh my god, you look good, I'll be like, you know, a physical touch to be like, I appreciate it, or like hugging them. But
it wouldn't make you uncomfortable that you received that word of affirmation, right? Or does it
sometimes
kind of,
a little bit? Yeah, a little bit.
No matter how much you like the guy,
that would be weird.
Someone let us know, someone who grew up hearing a lot of words of affirmation from their parents, can you give it as easily? I need to know, actually.
I don't think there are problems. I think there were only problems because you and your exes didn't align, and that's what, like, maybe made your relationship not work out. But you just need to find someone who aligns with, like, where you are, who matches you.
But then I'm nervous that if I do find someone like that, I'm like, fuck, I don't like this. Then what?
Wait, what do you mean you don't like?
Oh. Like, if they, like, do exactly what I do, and I'm like,
and don't give you words of affirmation.
Yeah, and then I'm like, I don't like this, and I don't know where the middle ground is.
I guess you'll just have to find out.
That's funny, because the next question is it important to have that?
Have what?
Like, compliments and attention in your relationship.
Yes, it's important.
Well, it depends on what you need in the relationship. I guess for Vicky, it's not as important, right? But it's still important to you?
I don't think it's important. I genuinely think that if I get to the point where I love myself and everything about myself, I don't necessarily really need it from the other person. I'm trying so hard to separate what I feel versus what I read in the books. It's becoming a problem because in books I read, like, obviously all the girls are more, they get a lot of words of affirmation almost, like, oh, you look beautiful, but they don't say it in those words. It's a more like witty way, and I'm like, I really like that. But then I try to imagine myself getting it, and I'm like, I don't like that.
I don't know what to tell you.
I also think compliments and, was it words of affirmation?
Attention.
Attention, very important to me.
What if your significant other needs the same amount as you do?
The thing is, I feel like if I like that person enough.
It's so easy for Jen. Oh. So does that mean if you date a person who doesn't give you as much words of affirmation as you would like, it would make you question him?
I think it also comes down to a point of like feeling confident in myself. I feel like the more words of affirmation I need, the less confident I am. See, I feel like I don't need someone to tell me that I'm good at my job or I'm good in my professional part because I'm really confident in myself for that. If I was like more confident in myself, it wouldn't be as important. But attention, if that's a love language, it'll be high. Because I just feeling like you're like center of their world kind of thing.
Oh, I kind of want that too, but in the less like action-y way. I don't know how to describe it, but I think I want a relationship where I'm the center of their world. They like really, really, really love me. Yeah, that's the books talking. Anyways, do you have comments? Do you think it's important to have both of those things?
Yeah, I did. I said yes.
Oh, both ways?
Yeah.
Do you think it's ever too much?
Yeah, like, don't make me get used to it.
Well,
what's too much?
Like, that's what I mean. What if he says, I love you constantly?
Oh, yes.
Do you think it makes it, like, gradually the meaning of it just gets less and less?
I think that's just weird. If, like, I'm cooking something, damn, that's a good meal. Or damn this, damn that. Like, shut up.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. I would say, too.
You only say things like, damn, you look good when it's something that's not regular. I'm not saying you don't look good.
You know what fucking pissed me off? If he says the same shit to other people.
Like what?
Imagine he goes, oh, damn, you're beautiful. And then he turns to his friends and be like, oh, shit, girl, you look good in that.
Ew. Hold on. That's like, why are you saying that to another girl?
That's just his personality. He, like, compliments
people.
No,
that's weird.
No, there's people who are like that. They want to make other people feel like they're seen, so they'll do that for them. There's people who always gas you up.
Nah. That gives very fuckboy vibes. And nah.
I feel like I haven't met a guy that's like that. That's not.
The closest is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, he'll gas up everybody, or he's just flirty?
Or just like, oh, that's a nice outfit. Or like, yeah. See? Yeah.
It's not like a damn.
Or like, oh, I like that on you. Like, stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Then I would hate it if they say the same thing to me because it's not special to me anymore. Then I would be like, stop. Like, I don't want to hear it from you.
Yeah, that's fair.
Oh. Would you like that? Like, if your man did it to you, but he also did it to other people.
I think if I see the girls at competition.
See, the thing is, that's interesting because, for example, I feel like I would say that to my guy friend sometimes. Like, the other day when I saw Brendan, I was like, dude, you look so good.
She even turned to me and was like, oh my God, Brendan looks so
good.
No,
yeah. I genuinely mean it in obviously a friend way, but I wonder if that would be bothersome to, like.
I think it comes back to, like, if your person saw them as a competition. If they didn't, or if they're already homies, I don't think they would care.
It's interesting because I don't think I would say it to, like. Oh, really? You look good today. Well, maybe it's because he never looks good.
No, I was going to say,
I think that's the case.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I feel like if you look good, I'll be.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of off tangent, but on the idea of needing.
Sorry, this is why we need a guy. Like, yeah. I need that opinion right now.
Who can we call?
Brendan.
Brendan, Friday, make him come up and film with us. But fuck, what was I going to ask you guys?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, when you kind of seek for validation or like building your confidence, do you need those words of affirmation from like family and friends, or does it come better and make you feel better if it's from a stranger?
Like what?
For example, on social media, if you pop off, would that be valued more than like us telling you, oh, you look fucking good, you know? Or like that helps boost you up a little more. Like, what do you value more almost?
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Like, for example, if your vlogs do well and you get a bunch of comments, yeah, does that matter more?
Would
than
that make your confidence soar more than like your close boy? Oh shit, really?
I get so much more giddy when I see a comment from a stranger versus from you guys, because I'm like, you guys are forced to watch my vlog.
you know? By obligation,
you know? Where if a stranger sees it, that's just like external validation from someone that you don't know.
Which hurts more?
From strangers, because we don't get insulted within friend groups.
Oh, friends and family, I guess.
What do you mean by insults? Like you're ugly?
Yeah. Or like just like subtle comments of like being like, oh, you're not good enough. Not even just appearances, but abilities.
No, yeah, friends and family hurt more for me. Because I'm like, you're a stranger. I'm never going to see you again.
That's true.
I don't think I get that insulted by my friends or family. So you just get hurt. Yeah. I don't get hurt from friends or family as much.
Even vlogs and like strangers? Or you would?
No, from strangers I would. Or not that I would care, like their feelings validate reality. Like I wouldn't agree with that, but I would still not like getting those comments. I think they would really get to my head.
So strangers' comments or insults or bad comments would get to your head more than your friends and family?
Yeah, because I trust that my friends and family won't be insulting.
Oh.
Yeah, but even when it comes to content and stuff, one, my parents don't know to the extent of what I do or what I want, but the things that they say don't hurt me.
I can see that. You don't really, not in a negative way, but you don't need the approval of your parents to do really things. You do are very independent about that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's good. I think that's healthy.
Yeah. You said you're opposite.
Oh, yeah. I don't think strangers do anything for me.
Oh.
I don't know if it's because I've never experienced validation from a stranger like that. Like, I've never had people come up to me and be like, oh, you're so pretty or like something like that. In my mind, I feel like, why would it matter? But it would matter if someone close to me told me that.
See, this is what I'm jealous of Vicky about. Like, if this is something, sorry, I'm envious about, this is it. Because even when, before we started content, I was like, why do comments get to people? Or like when content creators would be like, oh, I saw a comment the other day and it kind of got to me, I'd be like, I mean, I get it, but like, why, right? Then we started doing content and every now and then we get troll comments on our IG reels or TikToks and they get to me. I'm like, why? They're not even about me directly, but I just don't. I don't know why it bothers me so much. I really wish it didn't, but I strive to be on your level of I don't give a flying fuck.
But it's hard to do content because I don't feel committed to it.
But that's different.
I think a lot of it comes from like, I won't hold a community because I don't care what they say. Oh. So like
good or bad.
Yeah, almost, because I'm like, I put out what I want to put out for my own. I want to put out content that I care about. So even if someone's like, maybe it could come off as like a good thing or something, I'd be like, oh, that's good for you, but that's your opinion. So then in a way, I feel like I would never be able to build a community or ever really love content creating the way that you two might love it. Because if I don't love my own work, I don't care what anybody says, I will not put it out or I would not continue doing it. So it's very selfish almost. And like, I know people take offense into that, but part of me is just like, you, I don't care.
See, I am similar where I will never doubt my content because I am proud of what I've put out there so far and what I will continue to put out there. But getting comments just help me feel good. Not like, oh, I should keep doing this with my content, or oh, I should do this better. None of that. It's just a, oh, nice, someone likes it. That's it. Oh,
yeah. I can see that.
Yeah, for me is,
wow, we really touch cross all the spectrums here for everything almost.
Yeah. Are you not like that? Like, do comments get to you? Negative ones?
I think it gets to me like first two comments or just first day or something, but I just forget about it.
Yeah, I feel like I'll read it and I'll be like, dang, why do you have to be so mean?
Yeah,
knowing that there's actual people around behind the account, but it'll never stick to me. But don't say mean things, that's really rude.
Yeah,
I'll give that energy right back to you. I only don't do it in our podcast, but on my individual, honestly, I'll give it right back to you.
I love reading when people troll back,
because some creators will get hate and then they'll repost, but they'll block out the user. I'm like, nah, I'm leaving your user full in there. Don't dude care. Don't come at me with energy. Okay,
yeah, if you want to go ahead. Last question is, does it make you an attention seeker? Last question is, does it make you an attention seeker if you want like affection, attention, or compliments?
No,
I don't think so.
That's like calling Jam attention seeker.
No, this is why I told you guys, sometimes I'm thinking, am I narcissistic? Because
no, I don't think so.
Jamila, narcissism is very
so
different.
You're so self-aware. They will never question themselves for wanting it. That's already like check number one that you get.
Narcissism is like, you should be giving it to me, so why aren't you?
Yeah.
No, I think it's human nature for want some sort of attention and words of affirmation. Yeah.
Yeah, especially if you lack it growing up, I think it's so validated to need it. You just gotta find the right person to give it to you or not give it to you, in my case. choice, I guess. Now I'm curious of dating someone who was not, who doesn't need it, to see how I'd react.
I would like to see that.
Yeah.
Well, no, I feel like for someone who doesn't need it, that's fine because you don't need to give it. I think it's someone who doesn't give it too, right?
Yeah, maybe both.
Because if the person doesn't need it, then you never have to think about doing it. That's like normal to you.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting if you date someone who doesn't give it, who also doesn't give it.
Yeah. And like we both align on acts of service or maybe even physical touch, because I feel like that probably maybe rank higher. Mm-hmm. Well, it definitely does rank higher than words of affirmation for me.
Yeah.
So that was our better than I expected conversation about jealousy, which also dabbled into other aspects of, I guess, relationships, essentially, both friendships and relationships. But let us know, please confirm whether you can give or not, depending on your growing up experience, whatever.
Hope you guys enjoyed this first in-person episode.
Yes,
I could see why
people do it in person.
That why our conversation was better today.
Maybe
more like me touching
you. Yeah, it's like, oh my god, yes.
No, because sometimes I'm really abusing her. Webcam.
Y2K
on Zoom and stuff. It's just, I think it's so easy to just actually space out. Today's episode that just got released, Sharon's like, sorry, I just totally blacked out.
But she also at the beginning of today was like, did you say
filming
this?
For our story
anyway, sorry, continue.
Okay, yeah, that was it. We'll see you in the next one.
Bye.